If your Lightning app contains sensitive data or information, you can very easily implement an extra layer of data security by requiring users to verify their identity before they access the app. Users with a standard session who try to access the app are prompted to verify their identity using two-factor authentication. When users authenticate successfully, their session security level steps up from standard to high assurance. Users can authenticate with a time-based one-time password, TOTP, generated by an authenticator app like Salesforce Authenticator. You can also extend this example to integrate with other two-factor authentication methods, such as a one-time password sent via email or SMS. This post shows how to build step-up authentication for a simple Lightning app that displays the org's top 10 opportunities. Step 1. Create an Apex class. First, create an Aura-enabled Apex helper that implements the following methods. Get session level. Get the current user session level. The return value can be either standard or high underscore assurance. Get ifs. Get a list of 10 opportunities based on amount only if the current user session is high underscore assurance. Verify. Verify the one-time password code provided by the user. If the code is valid, the method raises the user session level to high underscore assurance and returns true. 1. From setup, enter Apex in the quick find box, then select Apex classes. 2. Click new and implement the step up Lightning helper class as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 3. Click Save. Step 2. Create a Lightning component. Create a Lightning component with a reference to the Apex class that you created in the previous step. This component displays the list of opportunities retrieved from the Apex object. Remember, if the user's session is standard, the list will be empty. This component also uses the Aura renderif tag to conditionally render the code that is responsible for getting the one-time password from the user and sending it to the server for verification. 1. In the developer console, click File greater than new greater than Lightning component. Specify StepUp as the bundle name and click Submit. 2. Implement the component as follow. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 3. Click File greater than Save. Step 3. Create a Lightning controller. In the controller element, create the following methods. Do. Init. Call the getSessionLevel and getIps methods of the Apex helper and retrieve the current user session level and the list of opportunities. Do verify. Call the verify and getIps method of the Apex helper. 1. In the right menu click controller. 2. Implement the controller as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 3. Click File greater than Save. Step 4. Create a custom tab for the step-up component. Now you just need a tab for the step-up component. 1. From Setup, enter Tabs in the Quick Find box, then select Tabs. 2. Click New in the Lightning Component Tabs related list. 3. Select See Step Up from the Lightning Component drop-down menu. 4. In Tab Label, enter My Top 10 Opportunities. 5. Choose a tab style. 6. Click Next. 7. When prompted to add the tab to Profiles, accept the default and click Save. Add the component to the Salesforce One menu. 1. From Setup, enter Salesforce One Navigation in the Quick Find box, then select Salesforce One Navigation. 2. Move Step Up from the available list to the selected list. 3. Click Save. Step 5. Connect Salesforce Authenticator to your account. 1. Download Salesforce Authenticator for iOS or Android and install it on your mobile device. 2. Log into your Salesforce org. 3. From your personal settings, enter Advanced User Details in the Quick Find box, then select Advanced User Details. No results? Enter personal information in the quick find box, then select personal information. 4. Find app registration, one-time password generator and click connect. 5. Use the Salesforce Authenticator app, or another authenticator app that supports the TOPE algorithm, to scan the QR code displayed by your account. During the registration, Salesforce shares a secret key with the authenticator client app. The secret will be used later to generate a random one-time password code. Step 6. Test the component in Salesforce One. 1. Log into the Salesforce One mobile app. 2. Tap the menu button in the upper left corner and select Step Up. 3. Get a verification code from Salesforce Authenticator. 4. Enter the code in Salesforce One and tap Verify. During verification, both the client and the server compute a one-time password code based on the current time and the shared secret key. If the one-time password code provided by the client matches the code generated by Salesforce, the verification succeeds, and the Lightning app will raise the session level to Higa_assurance and get the list of 10 top opportunities.